DMX. Alright. Full surface. Alright, I am in the... Okay. So... Alright, Krang. We have... I'm still waiting. I haven't heard from any of these guys. I haven't heard from Young One. Or Lil Flip. Or Mississippi David Banner, for that matter. And he and I are relatively cool. What is... Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on, Krang? You did send the email. You did send the invites, right? You did. You did send the invites, didn't you, Krang? Come on, man. You know how hard it is to catch up with Lil Flip, let alone Young One. And I mean, like I said, David Banner is a homie, but we don't have time to... Anyway, listen. And I'm all in here... Anyway, well, we were going to talk about the 20th anniversary. The 20th anniversary of Young One's album, The Dirtiest Thirstiest. Of course, naturally, which would have been great. All right, well then, I don't know what we're doing, Krang. Okay, looks like you sent over the docket for today's episode because, I don't know, I've just been thrown for a loop here. Okay. I can't believe you didn't send the invite. You didn't even send the initial email, so they didn't even know. Well, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I should have noticed beforehand. I don't know. We've just been ripping and running a lot here. Anyway, okay. All right, I see the docket here. All right, that's not bad. That's actually not bad. All right, my bad. Okay. All right, people make mistakes, Krang. Just, come on.
Live! From just outside the ATL, shouty, it's the Shredhead Pod with your host, Oroku Saki, a.k.a. The Shredder.
Hey, guys, what's going on? My mutant miscreants, welcome to my parlor, said the spider to the fly, but welcome to the Shredhead Pod. It is I, your host, and your master, Oroku Saki, a.k.a. The Shredder. Krang over there. That's Krang. Thank you, Krang. Thank you for your shout out to you. Man, you know what? I'm in all things rejoice, you know, at all times. Hallelujah anyhow. So, thank you for your support. Okay, well, so sorry guys. Had a surprise for you. Ended up being a surprise for me that we don't have Young One. Here to discuss the 20th anniversary of The Dirtiest Thirstiest. He's probably very irritated, and that's fine. I'm not going to keep spinning my wheels here. Krang and I just wanted to announce this week we have a goal of bringing you two pods. One, because a lot of things happened over the weekend, and we wanted to do this episode today. And we also wanted to give ourselves a couple of, you know, an actual week in between doing the pod. Not that we're really constrained by the hands of time here at the Shredhead Pod, but we just, you know, want to return back to normalcy. The hiccup that we had. We want to go back to the Thursday format. It's just something really... satisfying to me to think that somebody's listening to the Shredhead Pod, that maybe it's coming. I don't know. Specifically, I just have an image of a guy working an overnight, or a girl, anyone, of someone working an overnight, and I'm trash. I'm trash. Yeah, I always got to put a gender on everything. Really got to shake out of that. But anyway, shut up, Krang. You're just a brain. Anyway.
Damn, nigga.
I know. Hey, that's a little louder. But like I was saying, I just have this, you know, the image that we are the heartbeat of America here at the Shredhead Pod. We do this for the people working overnights, the people who have to get up, and the people who have gotten donkeys 3 times in the week, so now they're what do you call it? All of you with your little loyalty programs to your coffee places, shout out to you. Shout out to us, you know, because a brother like me still working, you know? So, yeah, just, we want to be here on those Thursdays. We want you to switch between us and Johnny Kemp, just got paid, on your Fridays. So, you know, we really care about you. We really want to,
trying to help you out, right? Trying to watch your back out here, Gene.
Thank you, Krang. Yeah. You know, so that's, if we can be anything like that for you, throughout the week, if we can help be the finish line, I'd rather do that. But I don't know. It's very romantic. Thank you. Very romantic that way. All right. So yeah, all that to say, we're going to try to do 2 parts this week. We'll probably not do it. Honestly, we're just trying here, man. Anyway, this week, I thought, because the Razzlecast Power Hour is on hiatus, or they've just recorded their last episode for the season, we here at the Shredhead Pod figured that maybe we would not so much try to steal the thunder of a Razzlecast Power Hour, but maybe just hit a couple points and then keep it pushing in a segment we like to call Saki's Turnbuckle.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
Okay, yeah, all right. So basically what I'm just going to do here, I'm just going to tackle 3 wrestling stories from over the weekend. And actually, I'm going to do 3. It's going to be a bottom rope, middle rope, and the top rope. You know, just the stories that, you know, something cool happened, something big happened, something crazy happened. You know, anyway. And so for this week's story, for as of this record, the weekend just ended for 420.
Damn, nigga.
That's right. Yo, Wiz Khalifa, that's right. Feel like Wiz was rolling up at that point. That was funny. All right. Okay, so for the bottom rope, the WWE just recently showed off its new title designs for the tag team title, both branded tag team titles. I guess it's the WWE and then the World Tag Team titles. Both pretty cool, big old, I don't know how I feel about, they look fine. I think like the big circle with the W in the middle. I don't know. Something about it that just doesn't. I don't know. It's a lot of empty space just from that hole. And then everything else is like, I don't know. I'm hard to please.
Man, go to the park.
I know. I will touch grass after this. But yes, there are the new designs. I prefer the, I think they're the World, or they're the WWE. I don't know which one is which. I don't care. The ones that are going to be defended on SmackDown by those two weirdos, the one, the pervert, and the you know, anyway. I don't know why we're still looking out for any, whatever. That guy, Austin, what's his shit? He really chaps my ass and the fact that, anyway, whatever, that's weird. But them belts is fire though, so that's cool, I guess. Yes, that's right. You can go check out those babies. I'm sure you can just Google the new title designs. The Friday ones are fire. They're more reminiscent of the olden days of the world tag titles, formerly held by like the Natural Disasters, and the New Age Outlaws. They had those too. There you go. Anyway, off the middle rope, Swerve Scott at the Dynasty pay-per-view for AEW. Yes, I know. I hear you, boys. That's right. I'm saying that it's the middle story, that a world title changing hands. Yes, the first black AEW champion, I'm saying it's the middle story because I got a plan here. Just let me, you know, just let me do my thing. You know, just let me. No, guys, come on. Anyway. No. Swerve Scott defeating Samoa Joe for the AEW World Heavyweight title. Big fat hairy deal. It is. Your mileage may vary on Swerve the person. I don't know. But, you know, first black champ, so yeah. Anyway, but you know, it was cool. Post pay-per-view interview, Swerve was made sure to put over the entire roster, you know, which is what you want your world champion to do. I thought it was pretty cool, and you know, apart from all the BS that, quite frankly, the shenanigans, all right, the right,
choking on my own rage here.
Yeah, the whole abysmal debacle with the CM Punk footage that maybe I was hoping that they were going to do something with, to just like kind of do a Brett screwed Brett kind of thing, you know, that maybe they should have gone that, but they were just like, no, they were just airing a petty grievance. I don't know, maybe y'all should.
Even you do clownery, the clown comes back to
maybe
bite.
We just forget everything. Maybe just forget the whole thing, you know. There was an opportunity there to make something of it, and maybe that's what they're doing with Jungle, Jack Perry. Perry, why did I say Perry? Like he's parrying. Anyway, maybe, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing there. But, Swerve Strickland winning the title and then putting over the entire locker room is a very good way to make up for that and, you know, just kind of continue in that same direction. I rather enjoyed the title reign of Samoa Joe, even though maybe it was a little lackluster, but it was well-earned, well-deserved. He was an absolute terror when he was there. It was just, I just feel like it is Swerve Strickland's time, and maybe with a few other super-duper stars, you know, you could have stretched out, you know, the time there, either Swerve's chase and Joe's run at the time, but just really, I don't know, man. There's so many titles over there. Guys can just get out of one line and get into another. So, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Trim it down. Like, even in the post-interview, again, Swerve said that he did not go after the international title, which was at the time held by Orange Cassidy. They actually had that match. Orange won, but you know, it was just the too many things for everybody to go after. Like, anyway, and I don't know. Maybe the roster is a little inflated. No, I don't want to say that. It's not inflated, because everyone's very, very talented. But I don't know. I don't grab on to everyone. And maybe they should have fewer things to go after, thus making the other titles a little. Maybe they got to drop one belt, or they got to unify something, because I don't know. It's just a lot, you know, because anyway. That was the middle rope. Safest rope. Good stable rope there, the middle one. But of course, coming off the top rope, flying off the top rope, we are talking Willow winning the TBS title. Yeah, Willow Nightingale winning the TBS title. Of course, setting up for her rivalry with none other than Miss Monet. And, come on, man. Anyway, two big old horns back to back, huh? Anyway, we're looking forward to it. Mercedes and Willow, I think they had a banger last time. Unfortunately, Mercedes got injured. Willow wins, and of course that is such a great chapter in this book here that will be written. And just black and brown women at the top of the business. We love it. Everyone's flying off the top rope. Except for Bianca Belair. She can't do just a regular. She's gotta add a 450. You know what I'm saying? Like, knock it off. Jeez Louise, Bianca. But yeah, that's why they're at the top rope right there. And, you know, I meant for that to be a little quick, but nah. Wrestling is great. So go back and check out the Dynasty pay-per-view if you did not. Maybe things are going to be on the upswing. We got a brother in the main office. And also, shout out to Samoa Joe. Like I said, Samoa Joe's title reign, I liked it. It was good bone-bruising action, which I still enjoy. But, you know, it just wasn't the time. It's now Swerve's time. And I think Joe in Pursuit is still a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, you don't need to cry for Joe. So shout out to him. Samoans are fading out. Not fading out, but they're moving aside. And now, you know, it's time for black folks to do their thing. Black women specifically. I think that the next pay-per-view, we should have this TBS match as a main event if they're very serious about, you know, capitalizing on everyone's newfound love of women's sports, black women in pro wrestling. This is the wave, man, so ride it out, you know. Anyway, I'm going to go to the dentist real quick. Crying, hold it down, you know, hold down the fort. I'll be right back after this trip to the dentist.
Masters Shredder.
All right, we are back. Hours later, after my appointment, I got some fillings done, and for the longest time, I was numbed up on Novocaine. I still can't pronounce all of my V's and B's and F's, so you'll just have to be patient with me, as you would with, say, Benny the Butcher. I've got that whole crooked mouth thing going, the blah, 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 blah. So, you know, just please be patient. I was going to talk about Caitlin Clark's Nike deal, but nah, I don't really care to do that now. As I am, you know, nothing like oral surgery, basically, to make you be off whatever you were going to be on. So, yeah, shout out to Caitlin Clark. Shout out to her deal. Hopefully, corporate America can save us and make a real push toward equity with females, women's sports, and the like. Anyway, that would be cool. Nike came in here swinging on a chandelier and making the needle move for women's equity in athletics. That would be great. But in which way should I go now? Oh, yes. We did Zaki's turn, but let's see. Here we go. We can go straight into Shred Commendations, baby. We did have a Cretan of the Week. I don't care. We'll come back. We should. We're trying to be back on Thursday. So, you know, whatever. I'm sure we'll figure out some dummies between here and then. Humanity never lets me down in that regard. So, Krang, if I could just get a preemptive... Someone will make us, jump in the
jump
casket.
Jump in the casket and get your diet.
Sure. Someone out there, whoever, open casket for anyone to leap in. And, of course, wait for the end of your existence. You don't necessarily have to jump in there and die. But, you know, you could just go in there. Sometimes you just need to sit down in your own coffin and take a second to think, you know.
Man, set your ass down.
Great. But... No, we're just going to double up on the love. We've got Shred Commendations galore. And then after that, I think we can climb on out the window on this one, Krang. Let me get Hyphen Universe, boss of the podcast and friend, B Hyphen, who was not long ago on the show as a member of the panel for the Festival of Fine Aunties. We had a great time.
Black, y'all, and I'm right. Black, y'all.
But Hyphen was here for the Festival of Fine Aunties. So join him now. And Hyphen Universe, Hyphen Nation has since been shut down. But it's more expanded. And by expanded, I mean kind of collapsed in the sense that It is now a shorter amount of time than you are with Hyphen, in the Hyphen Universe. So it's kind of like the what do you call you Dragon Ball nerds, the one you like. It's kind of like the hyperbolic time chamber, but just the Hyphen Universe. So check it out, man. It's more Hyphen concentrate. You know, it's the the batter or butter or you know, anyway, concentrate, anyway, so yes, Hyphen Universe, make sure you check that out. More bang for your buck, there you go. You know, Hyphen, whenever you want to just start Venmoing me money for all these ideas, I'm more than happy to accept. Also, Shred Commendation, let's go with the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. The last season, the final season, the final episode aired maybe a week or two ago, and I've quite frankly not heard enough of you talking about it, so I'm wondering if maybe you forgot to check it out, or if you thought maybe no one else was going to talk to you about Curb. I'm available at any time to talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love it so. And I love it so much that maybe I've been thinking, looking at the political landscape and thinking about, is there an old man I would vote for? And while the answer is not Larry David, the character or the actor portraying the character who was an actor, who was a producer, I can't say that the guys running right now are much of an improvement, if at all, to where I kind of feel like maybe I'd vote for Larry David, man. Like, you know, am I crazy here? Because you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, you figure at least he's honest, right? He's already rich. He doesn't, you know, he probably doesn't want the power. So normally when people when people are like that, when they don't want it, Jon Snow being one person, Nightwing, whatever, you know, you normally have people who don't want to shirk their responsibilities of leadership, but more along the lines of they understand just how harrowing it is. And, you know, I feel like Larry David would understand it, but he'd shrug and do his best and, you know, he'd be at least honest. He'd unravel some things, he'd ask some questions, and he would make the debates very interesting. He would look like the smartest guy up there, and much more lively. He's already had practice pretending to be old Bernie or Uncle Bernie, and it was actually pretty funny, man. Like, he was actually pretty funny up there as Bernie Sanders. So I don't know, maybe he can carry it over. You know, just do that. We like that. That's funny, and it. You know, at least maybe you're asking some questions. You've got some guys. Just keep Jeff way the hell away from the office. Jeff sucks. He's a liar and a cheat. Man, Jeff is my least favorite character on the show. And then Larry somewhere in the middle. Because sometimes Larry has a point. Jeff never, never, ever is right. If you find yourself agreeing with Jeff, then you gotta be. Matter of fact, let's make Jeff the cretin of the week.
No, you cretin.
Because he sucks, man. That guy, Jeffrey, not my friend Jeffrey, but Jeff and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Bro, bite it. Go, leap in a casket,
jump
brother.
In a casket and get your
the show is over. The show is over. We no longer need Jeff. And Susie's too good for him anyway, even though she's a shrill nagging. That's what she's been reduced to. You would be the exact same way. That's one person you never disagree with is Susie. But she's also a little gullible. It's adorable. It is kind of adorable. Anyway, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Also, I should recommend that if we cannot get Larry David to run for president, could we at least get Tony Reale to host the debate, to moderate the debates and run them exactly like around the horn. In front of a live studio. I'm crying. Okay. That was unnerving. We should get Tony. Oh, you're applauding the movie, but you. Right. No, I've seen it. There's a crowd, or their hand claps. Yes, I know what the buttons are, Crank. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, man. So yes, a Tony Reale debate. Or you know, you could just let Crank do it. There you go. Anytime you get a point, you hear the ding, and then when you know, and then at the end we could just add up the points, and you get Carl Malone. Yeah, see, you get Carl Malone buttons in there, and that would subtract and mute your points. So, I don't know, man. Maybe we can get. Let's do that. You know.
Yeah, listen.
Let's be entertained.
Fucking bars, nigga.
You know.
You know nothing about
that. If you're going to kill us all, at least you know have Tony Reale, fact check you in live. I mean, in real time, and mute you and laugh at you. I would love that. Here we go. So I'm Shred commending actually changing the way we debate, because listen, man, this isn't two guys standing at a podium in the open air wearing dueling blouses. You know, talking about Great Britain and tea and whatnot. These are two idiots up here just kind of letting words fall out of their faces. And if we have a Tony Reale, someone who's no-nonsense, who actually has control, like you, if you've ever been a teacher working a Zoom, or back when we had Zoom classes and you had someone prattling on in the background, you'd mute them because shut up, you know, you're not being useful right now. So yeah, We'll go that way. And final shred commendation. I've already spoken about how my affinity for the show BMF on Stars. And a lot of people seem to be upset this season that it's not realistic, you know, that it's not, that it's wild, that the acting is objectively bad. And that, no, crying. There are a lot of the criticism is fair. Homegirl who played Slugger was terrible. Like, really bad. I mean, Krang. You just like Slugger. And I do too. She's super cute. And she's an endearing character, but also the actor, and I won't look her up because I don't, you know, want to disparage, but she's not a great actor. I'm not into Henrietta. Henrietta trash. Who else don't I like? We still are putting up with Steve Harris, and you know, that's another guy, man. Yeah, let's put another one in a casket. Yeah, leave me.
Jump in a casket and get your dial.
All those little beat cops, I'm tired of them. The Red Dog, the portrayal of the Red Dogs was pretty accurate as far as it harkened me to the stories that a lot of people tell us around here these days, because, you know, we are coming to you live from just outside the ATL, Shorty, and, you know, we had some conversations. Also, what we remember from Goody Mob albums and that sort of thing, and the horror stories they gave us of those Red Dogs, so to see them in there. But if, in the event, you are having a hard time getting into the show, just watch it as I've been watching it, like a comedy. Yeah, it's a dark comedy where people die sometimes, and you...
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking bars, nigga!
Fucking play.
You know nothing
Krang
about
and I,
that.
I was... We kind of, like, turned our heads to the side and we're like, wait a minute. We've got to watch this like it's a, like it's a funny documentary. You know, everybody, there are people, you know, you get into these stories, and you hear that they're based on truth, and you get all into it, and you kind of... You can see the forest for the trees. At the end of the day, this is a story. This is narrative, okay? This is a fairy tale, pretty much. So I choose to view it as though it's hilarious. And it actually makes the bad acting work better. It takes some of the starch out of it because, you know, again, I may or may not have been in the Metro Detroit area around that time doing Job Corps, as I famously have put it before. That's where I met Mike Epps, and there could have been a time where, you know, we had some overlap with some of the things going on in that time frame. So while it could be quite triggering, just kind of thinking of how close in proximity I was physically and mentally to those things happening in BMF, that, you know, it kind of takes the edge off when you think of it as silly, really fun, because, you know, some of it is, you know, it's some of it's silly, Billy. So it's, I am so tired of Charles Flannery. Charles Flannery, if you would not mind, and not the real, actual Charles Flannery, the depiction of you, well, maybe I don't want you to die, but I do want you to sit your ass down.
Man, sit your ass down.
I am really tired of you laying it on thick with your wife. You know, just leave her alone. Leave her alone. Why you want to confuse that lady? You wasted that lady time all that time. And now I'm trying to get my family back, and you, girl, and you're spending your, anyway, you know, one of these days, I'm supposed to have a conversation with Hero Beats and, of course, the aforementioned B-Hyphen about BMF. And, you know, I would like to see how they have been viewing, if they have been viewing Season 3. and, you know, what they think and what you all think. If you would like to reply with how you think, hey, man, catch me on Instagram at Saki the Shredder. That's SAKI_THEE_Shredder. And, you know, we're looking for your questions because we just may have a big paradigm shift coming. And so, you know, you might be able... Okay. Now, be quiet, Krang. We keep making all these plans and then not having any time. And so, yeah, but in the meantime, in between time, we need you all to pitch in, send us some questions, yeah, over the shoulder, via email, Saki the Shredder, however you can get in touch with me. If you're just a personal friend of ours, reach out via text message. We need your help to build, to do our thing here, because there are some things in the works, Krang and I, really have just been trying to nail down now, but, you know, you could really be helping us out because we've got a lot of logistics and things to work on, and if you are helpful, you could really be helping us out by sending us questions. Questions equal content, and, yeah, we're a little busy over here. Trying to make things move and shake. So, we appreciate you. Hopefully, we're able to reach out to you again later on in the week. Krang, yeah, you know what I was driving at, brother. We'll see y'all later on the Shredhead Pod next week. This week. Damn it, I just said. I'm tired, man. Ninja Vanish. Some try to play me like the Knicks. Trots like a piece of dookie saying I'm the shit. Cut me deep, baby, you'll fillet me like a fish. Get you everything you ask for, a genie with a wish. Play me like a simp, obey me like a pimp. Met your little boyfriend and he was begging for a pick. Yo, for real, it's all out of fun and games.
This is a Hyphen Podcast production.
Are you not entertained?